Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Call in, talk about what you want to talk about, but we're talking about the Supreme Court nomination.
Yay. The replacement for Ruthless Toothless Ginsburg.
The number, 855-450-3733. It's 855-453. And did we do introductions? It's Mark with you.
And the captain.
And Riley.
Thank you. So going from Reason Magazine here, Billy Binion writing about Judge Amy Coney Barrett. I don't know.
Barrett.
Somebody's got to tell me. her nomination here. They're getting into the part here where, you know, Senator Graham says, I want you to use my words against me back in 2016. And it kind of sounded like Bill Clinton.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
Woman. Yeah, and then Senator Grassley here from Iowa.
I'm sorry, didn't Bill Clinton always sound like he was a little stoned? I am not high right now when I am giving my speech. I did not just take two gummies before I went on stage.
As I understand, he did not inhale.
No, he sucked.
Ouch. If I were chairman, this is Grassley here, if I were chairman of the committee and this vacancy occurred, I would not have a hearing on it because that's what I promised the people of 2016, he said. So at least he's sort of sticking with it there. In a statement following Ginsburg's death, Grassley reversed course. I guess he's not sticking with it, explaining that the Senate should in fact vote on the nominee. The circumstances are different in 2020, where American people elected a Republican president and Senate in 2016 and expanded the Republican Senate majority in 2018. The statement reads. So, reasons. Okay. Murkowski and Collins, both the Republicans, are the only Republicans who announced their intention to not vote on a nominee before the presidential election, which still leaves Senate Republicans with enough votes to confirm Barrett, should they decide to do so. Some Senate Democrats have threatened to retaliate by packing the courts with additional justices in the event that the Senate and the White House go blue in 2020, in the 2020 general election. Hold on. Do you guys know what this means?
Nope.
Okay. So,
they're all going to hold their breath and turn blue?
Worse.
No, jeez.
FDR threatened to pack the court when they didn't do the thing, when they were not going to do the thing that
he
wanted them to do.
Well, what about social distancing?
Packing means that they go from 9 justices to, say, 11 or 13.
Huh.
Now, this is a problem, and we've had decades to address it.
Mm-hmm.
You can't tell me that the government works and that there are legitimate checks and balances.
You had me at, you can't tell me the government works.
If we don't even have a number of Supreme Court justices that they're supposed to be. I mean, let's just go ahead and get this run through as an amendment. Let's pick a number and stop playing these games, because this is wrong.
So the number of justices could just fluctuate whenever somebody decides?
The president would be the only one.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden has said that he would not support such a move as it would erode any veneer of judicial impartiality. Ruth Bader Ginsburg was similarly skeptical about packing the court. So, you know, I guess pretty much everybody agrees that this is a bad idea.
Okay.
But it needs to be in writing in this document that we're going to call the rules of the game.
Well, but I mean, if they want to change it later, they'll just do that because that's what they do.
Indeed.
Exactly. And just to point out, does the Constitution say how many Supreme Court justices there should be?
No, that's the issue. That's what I would like it to do. I mean, I think it's a pretty legitimate request.
Right.
I'd like to see, I'd like to see everybody in the world drive on the same side of the road, the metric system, and the Supreme Court have a specific number of people in it. I'm not asking for much. Oh, and every town with a copied name needs to go.
Okay. Let's have individual names for towns and cities. I'm with you.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's ridiculous that if somebody says I'm flying to Portland tomorrow, I don't know where they're going.
Mm.
They could be flying to Portland, Maine or Portland, Oregon.
Right. You know, I mean, it's ridiculous. So let's go to Randy calling in from Mineral Springs, Arkansas. Randy, you're on Free Talk Live.
Okay. I'm schizophrenic.
And so am I.
Huh?
And so am I.
Okay. I learned how to medicate myself perfectly 365.
How's that?
I take a medicine called Melaril.
All right. I've never heard of it.
Okay. It's a central nervous system depressant.
Okay.
And you have to adjust your medicine near the equinoxes or the solstices because you have a blood pressure change in the equinoxes and the solstices.
Is that because it's around the time that they change the clocks?
No, it doesn't have anything to do with clocks. It has to do with the time of the year. There's two solstices and two equinoxes every year.
That's right, yeah.
So why would the blood pressure change on an equinox? It just sounds
I don't know why it changes unless it has something to do with the moon or something.
Well, right. So there have been studies that show that there is an impact during, you know, solstices and equinoxes and also, you know, other activities in the sky, such as the full moon and that kind of a thing. So it would be very difficult for me to believe that it doesn't have an impact on human beings as well.
Well, when the blood pressure changes around the time of the equinox or solstices, your medicine changes, your blood pressure changes, and you adjust your medicine by your blood pressure. In the equinox, I take 2 1/4 pills. In the solstice, I take 1 1/4 pills, and you have to check your blood pressure every day to see when the change is. The change is usually within...
Do you believe this has to do with all medications or just your medications for schizophrenia?
Yeah.
Is it just your medicine?
Yeah, Melaril.
Well, thanks for letting me know. Appreciate the call.
That was a little interesting.
Yeah. 855-450-3733. It's 855-453.
I didn't mean to make fun of the guy. The joke is I'm schizophrenic, and so am I.
Right. Yeah, that's a little joke. I mean, I don't... I talked to my doctor about sort of adjusting my medicines the way I wanted to, and he's like, don't do that. You know? So, I don't know.
You know, I mean, human beings, as long as human beings have been around, have been their own guinea pigs for lots of stuff.
Yep, they have.
You know? So, again, who better to tell you what to do with yourself than you?
That's a hard point to argue with, really. I mean, it's your body. You've got to know.
Exactly. You have the highest claim on your body.
So, going on here with the Reason article, Barrett, the Supreme Court nominee here, Judicial Port, her portfolio is at this point somewhat scant as her appointment to the Seventh Circuit came after a career as an academic at George Washington University Law School and Notre Dame Law School. Thus far, the judge's record is a mixed bag when it comes to criminal cases. Two of her opinions were somewhat encouraging, one in which she concluded that the Second Amendment does not allow a blanket prohibition on gun ownership for those with felony records. So I would agree with the statement that, you know, either a person has a right to keep and bear arms or they don't. And if they're too unsafe to own a weapon, then they're too unsafe to be let out of prison. And if you're going to let them out of prison, they should be able to defend themselves and their families. Because otherwise, I mean, it's just a ridiculous situation. The same argument that if you outlaw guns, only outlaws will have guns, right. And that's absolutely true, is true if you add the word felon. If you outlaw felons having guns, then only outlaw felons would have guns.
Right.
Exactly.
So if I was a felon, and I am, and I decide to have a gun to protect my family from some kind of lunatic that has threatened them, then I would be a felon at that point. You know, I'd be committing another felony at that point. What would be the point of that? What we should outlaw is things that harm people, like using a gun to rob a liquor store or whatever. I have another point on that I think that's worth pointing out, is that in many states, felons can own black powder pistols. If it's a problem for felons to own weapons, then there would be lots of felons robbing liquor stores with black powder pistols. And I have found one case one time in all of the United States where this occurred. And obviously it was the only gun that he had, and he wanted to rob a liquor store.
Well, he could get it being a felon, too, right?
Right. Well, I mean, it was legal for him to have it, so what's the problem? He should be able to have all the money in the register. It was legal for him to have the gun. It's ridiculous. Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. What do you think?
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
News from news.bitcoin.com. Despite years of warnings about cryptocurrency, criminals prefer U.S. dollars for money laundering, study shows. Jim Rogers predicts end of U.S. dollar dominance. Macro strategist Raul Paul says Bitcoin beats gold in every way. New crypto, sushi, plummets around rumors of exit scam. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com.
Join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 28th through July 4th for ForkFest 2021 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest happens the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and ForkFest is decentralized, which means no one is in charge. That also means there's no ticket cost. Just reserve your camping, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June 28th through July 4th. Where better to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire? You can relax and enjoy the camaraderie of like-minded people, or you can create whatever experience or event you'd like others to have. If you're planning an event for ForkFest, be sure to let others know in advance. You can connect with fellow ForkFesters via the unofficial Telegram chat or the ForkFest forum. Links to those are on the unofficial website, forkfest.party. Mark your calendar for June 28th through July 4th, 2021. We'll see you at forkfest.party.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. Mark with you.
The captain.
And Riley.
The number, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. And you can put that in your phone And
you can put that in your pipe and smoke it.
You could do that.
I don't know why you would, but...
I'm high on freedom, man.
Smoking's bad, kids. So, I want to go on here with Reason article just real quick. It says, regarding the new potential justice here, Barrett, nominated by Trump today, is Reason magazine's calling her rulings a mixed bag, but saying that there's a couple of encouraging ones. And another in which she gutted a qualified immunity defense by a detective who allegedly framed someone for murder. So, you know, these are some good rulings that she's had. I have, you know, seen some other rulings that, you know, less exciting to me, but all in all, let's not forget, people, and this is really important this contentious election season, that a large number of cases, the Supreme Court votes 9-0. It's like 30-something percent.
It occurs to me that you've just said that she has had some rulings, and that also brings to mind that all the other justices have obviously had rulings, so this makes them what? Rulers!
Why do we need these ruler types, Captain?
We don't.
Yeah, they wrote it in that piece of paper, so we gotta stick by it.
I'm just saying, technically, that makes them rulers. If they're casting down rulings, casting down like they're magicians, they do wear robes.
Yes, well, they also give opinions. Nobody calls them opinionators. Yeah, let's go to, real quick, I'll tell you about Divi. So Divi is the new easy-to-use cryptocurrency that we've been promoting here on Free Talk Live. It's seen in tremendous value increases in the recent past. We happen to know that more good news is coming down the pike. If you want to get in on Divi and perhaps, you know, get one of their one-click master nodes, you can purchase Divi. Instead of going and, you know, figuring out how to use an exchange and, you know, all those sorts of things, they'll help you right there on the website. Go to DiviProject.org, and you can find out how to contact them, D-I-V-I, DiviProject.org. Probably the easiest way is through their Telegram channel, but you can find all the information at DiviProject.org. And, well, with the way they're printing more money, I don't want to be in cryptocurrency of some sort right now.
Real quick, Mark, I just want to be clear. If anybody's opinionators, it's us.
Yeah, we're definitely opinionators.
We're the opinionators. Don't let judges take that away from us, too, damn it.
Mike, calling in from Oklahoma. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live.
Howdy, guys.
Hey, howdy.
I'm calling about the Mid-Con and Liberty Festival. It starts, people are going to start arriving next weekend, it looks like.
Nice.
And it's modeled after Forkfest and the Jackalope Freedom Festival. There's no ticket charge. It's just camping fee, which is ridiculously low, $10 a night.
Where is it?
And it's in northeast Oklahoma in the western part of the Ozarks.
And, God's country. What about...
Yeah.
And it's next week.
Right.
And is there a website?
Yeah, the website is midfest.info.
Midfest.info. Yeah, as in mid-continent, right? Midfest.
Right.
Dot info. And what can people expect if they go?
Pardon?
What can people expect if they go?
Well, I don't know. Nobody's in charge.
Did you go last time?
Pardon?
Did you go last time?
This is the first time.
Okay.
I've gone to Jackalope the last couple of years. I had hoped to get to Forkfest this year, but it didn't work out. That's about a 24-hour drive for me.
That's the Porcupine Freedom Festival in northern New Hampshire. And,
right, yeah. Well, yeah. Forkfest and Porcupine Fest. Yeah.
Forkfest is the week after.
Right.
Yeah, and Forkfest is basically the weekend before 4th of July, and you can go to forkfest.party. And so that's midfest.info, correct?
That's right, yeah.
Hey, and do you know if they're enforcing masks there?
Oh, yeah, I meant to ask about masks.
No, in fact, that's one of the things we made sure of. This is actually the third time we've tried to have this. The first time a year ago, we were having it at a private campground along a river.
Mm-hmm.
And we had 10 inches of rain the night before. And,
that's a lot of rain.
Let it out. Yeah. So we tried again in April at the same campground, and for some reason the person who owns that campground decided their business wasn't essential, and they abided by the state's rules.
Damn.
And didn't open for the festival. So this time, actually, we had a kind of a acid test, and this campground owner has said, well, we didn't close down for any of that. If people want to stay away from each other, it's pretty easy to do in a campground.
Right, you're outdoors. At this point, people wearing masks outdoors confuse me.
I've seen a guy standing on the corner wearing a mask. He was just—he wasn't waiting for the crosswalk. He was just standing, leaning against the building there, wearing a mask.
They must have really
nobody
comfortable masks, I guess. I don't know.
I had one more question about the MidFest. We talked about the masking. Do you know if there's going to be any live music performances at MidFest?
I don't know. I do know we're going to have some people showing up selling their wares in the agorist market.
A little vending going on, nice.
Some people there speaking. We're going to have Kenny from Kenny's Kitchen and John Bush and a few other folks there. So I really don't know who's going to be there, quite honestly. There was
I hope you enjoy it, man. Have a good time.
Yeah, there was a group of granny anarchists that contacted me about the cabins, and I told them, well, you need to talk to the campground, and next thing I knew, all the cabins were gone. So there'll be an interesting group.
That's great.
Did he say granny anarchist?
That's what he said, like, granny anarchist. I've never heard of such a thing.
I'm just going to invent a portmanteau here. Granarchist.
Granarchist. That's hilarious. So, yeah, that's midfest.info. I'm first hearing about it, but I hope they have a wonderful time.
I've heard about it. I just, it had only been a couple of mentions here and there. I think I remember it from the Trials and Tribulations he was discussing, where they tried to have it once or twice before, and you know it fell through for various reasons. So, indeed, I hope you enjoy it, and hopefully, I can make it out to one of those at some point in the future.
Use this as an opportunity to finish with this article from Reason. The Supreme Court has continuously shied away from the opportunity to reevaluate qualified immunity, the legal doctrine that makes it considerably more difficult to hold public officials, namely police officers, accountable when they violate your rights. After the High Court recently declined to hear a spate of qualified immunity cases, Associate Justice Clarence Thomas was the lone judge to push back. If Barrett was confirmed, perhaps he will have some company, he being Clarence Thomas. So there you go.
That phrase, I hate it, qualified immunity. Like you had to take some test in order to be qualified to get this. No, it's blanket immunity for anybody with a badge.
It pretty much is. I mean, they seem to be able to violate your rights with impunity.
And not be prosecuted for it.
There are definitely good people who wear the badge. However, there are bad people who also abuse that privilege.
Right. I mean, if you gave anybody working in any line of work the ability to be irresponsible for their actions.
Like talk show hosts, for example.
Right. Well, you know, if you said you could say whatever you want and there wouldn't be any consequences for it.
Oh, man.
That would be...
That'd be freedom.
It'd be bad. Well, no, it wouldn't. I mean, you're responsible for all your actions, and speaking is an action. The number, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE, as in Free Talk Live. Did you know you can support freedom of speech just by visiting shop.freetalklive.com? You'll see links to Walmart, Love Java, Newegg, and more. Every day, Free Talk Live is at the forefront of the Liberty Movement as the biggest liberty-oriented talk show in the world, giving you a platform to be heard on any topic. Get listener-only specials without doing anything other than an extra click. Visit shop.freetalklive.com. Use the links and buy what you'd be buying anyway. Take action now. Save and support freedom. Visit shop.freetalklive.com. It's shop.freetalklive.com.
Every year, over 1 million fires burn in America. Fortunately, firefighters are on the job, saving life and property, and you can be a part of it. 7 out of 10 firefighters and emergency responders are volunteers. There's no typical firefighter. Anyone can volunteer to serve their community. Volunteering as a first responder is really about having the heart and drive to make a difference where it's needed most. Your community needs you. Are you ready to answer the call? Learn more and find local volunteer opportunities at makemeafirefighter.org.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
As expected, President Trump has chosen Amy Coney Barrett.
The president has nominated me to serve on the United States Supreme Court. If confirmed, I would not assume that role for the sake of those in my own circle. I would assume this role to serve you. I would discharge the judicial oath, which requires me to administer justice without respect to persons, do equal right to the poor and rich, and faithfully and impartially discharge my duties under the United States Constitution. I have no illusions that the road ahead of me will be easy, either for the short term or the long haul. I never imagined that I would find myself in this position. But now that I am, I assure you that I will meet the challenge with both humility and courage.
This is USA Radio News. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has lifted all coronavirus restrictions on bars and restaurants. That means they can open at full capacity in Florida, and counties are virtually powerless if they want to impose local restrictions.
If a local restricts between 50 and 100, they've got to provide the justification, and they've got to identify what the costs involved with doing that are.
Until this announcement, local governments could go further in their restrictions compared to the state. A dad in the Bronx is being hailed as a hero. USA's Ken Burns explains.
He shielded his three small children from gunfire at a local car dealership. 39-year-old Anthony Jefferson was looking to surprise the mother of his kids with a new whip for her upcoming birthday. According to a GoFundMe page, he lost his job due to injuries from that incident. That fundraiser has raised well over $100,000 as of Friday afternoon. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Free Talk Live. Come on, call in. The number 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. You can call in and talk about what you want. We were talking about Amy Coney, God, Barrett. I'm going to call her Barrett. I think that's just the way to go. Barrett. I don't know. Her nomination, and, well, you know, good luck to her or whatever.
I'm trying to think how to make fun of her. Amy Phony Barrett?
You're always coming up with some funny name.
I'm trying.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, maybe she'll be the best thing that ever happened to the Supreme Court. What do I know? Looks like she's going through.
Yay.
The number, right. 855.
We're so excited about the nomination.
450-3733. You know, I warned.
I'm nominal about the nomination.
I warned everybody years ago about this. Made it multiple times. I said it on national radio. Hey, look, Ruth Bader Ginsburg ought to jump out because you don't. Because the pattern has been, you know, a Democrat gets elected for and then stays in for two terms. A Republican gets elected, stays in for two terms. A Democrat gets. I mean, and that pattern has been broken, but it's hard to take out a seated president.
Do you think it's sexist that they replaced a woman with a woman?
I think that it was probably, to some extent, planned that way.
Hmm.
It's a virtue signaling move, really.
Well, I mean, I don't. So
a little gaslighting going
on. I worked with a lady, and she had gotten a promotion, and she asked me, I was working, I was working as a staff canteen operator in prison for the officers, right? So I'm serving coffee to the cops, and she asked me if the other cops were saying that if she got her sergeant stripes because she was a woman, and you know, it seemed to bother her, and I'm like, well, yeah, some of them think that, And I don't know. I mean, you know, are there qualified people that are women? Sure.
Absolutely.
Are there qualified people that are men? Sure.
And I'm not familiar with what the qualifications to be a burrito Supreme Court justice would be.
I mean, you know, at this point, the qualifications are to
you get appointed. Right. Nominated. Thank you. Yes.
So let's go to the phones. Got Greg calling in from Texas. There's another Greg calling in from Michigan behind him.
It's Greg night here on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, we'll deal with that in a minute here. Greg, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi. I was calling about the felony thing you were talking about earlier.
Felons owning guns?
Yeah, well, felons in general, I think it's crap. It grinds my gears that I was in a position where I could hire this guy for an apartment community to do maintenance. And I was told we couldn't hire him. And it's crazy, but this guy was actually falsely convicted, but it still showed up on his record.
Sure.
And I won't go into all the details, but I was told by my company that, you know, I'm sorry if it shows up on his records, we can't hire the guy.
Yep.
And I thought, what a bunch of crap. I mean, this guy, you know, even if he was guilty, right? If I go to a restaurant and I pay for my meal, I don't expect the manager to chase me outside and like, hey, you got to keep paying for that. You know what I mean? Once they pay the sentence. I mean, your bill's paid in full, right? So yeah. I can't hire the guy. He can't have a job. They won't let him rent an apartment there. So this guy can't rent an apartment, can't have a job. Geez, I wonder why you have repeat offenders.
You can't protect himself by owning a gun either. Right?
And can't protect himself.
Indeed, they make
his amendment rights, his right to vote. It's crazy.
Yeah, I fortunately, when I got out of prison, it was 1998, and I made the commitment, I'm just not going to tell people about this conviction. Now, I had the advantage of having been convicted of youthful offender, and that, you know, gives some legal protection for that particular point of view, but honestly, I think the best thing to do is to lie your pants off the best you can, but in today's connected world, you can look somebody up pretty easily and find out things about them. And I can see why companies, you know, in this litigious society, I can totally see why a company would choose not to hire somebody.
Well, it's about liability for them, and they'll lose their insurance and you know, all sorts of weird things like that if they're, you know, a legit above board company.
Yeah, and what it forces felons to do is work for themselves or go back to prison. Go ahead, Greg, I'm sorry.
That they have to continue to pay for this crime that, you know, if you're convicted and you serve a sentence, whatever that sentence may be,
you pay for it for life.
Yeah.
Yeah, you've served your sentence. So that used to mean that, you know, you serve your time and now you get a second chance or a fresh start or whatever, but you don't get a fresh start. You just, this haunts you for the rest of your life.
Yeah, a lot of people
don't seem
to understand the position.
I had trouble when I was young.
And
it took me 25 years to get I got a full pardon.
Really?
And,
in Texas?
So,
I have a question as far as full pardons. I'm going up for one next year. Do you have any idea if that clears you for going to other countries? So, for instance, if you went to Canada, then they would, you know, kick you out because you're a felon.
I went to Costa Rica on vacation. I got my visa, or my passport, I mean.
So you're able to do that?
Yeah, and I have my concealed carry also.
Not in Costa Rica, you don't.
No, you don't. I had a padlock with a handkerchief through it.
Well, I'm glad to hear that you're able to defend your family now. Thank you for the call, Greg.
Thank you. Bye.
855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Yeah, I mean, pardons, really hard to get, ladies and gentlemen. These things don't just get handed out. Yeah. And I think that he's absolutely right. A person in this country, people should be able to start over.
They should be, absolutely.
And, at the very least, I'm not saying hand somebody an AK-47 when they walk out of prison. That seems like an unwise thing to do.
Yeah.
But, I mean,
maybe a 45.
There's some point.
I don't know about that either.
There's some point when they should be able to just get all their rights back without. If you haven't been in trouble for 5 years, you should be able to vote. You should be able to carry a gun. You should be able to travel to other countries.
If you actually served your full sentence, no parole or anything like that, right? If they're like, we sentence you to 5 years, and you go and you do your 5 years and you get out.
Nobody does that.
I'm just saying that that A, should be an option, and then B, if it does happen, all your rights should be restored fully.
So you think rights should be held off until the person's full time frame? So if they got 25 years and served 8, do you think that they should...
I think until they're out of the system, right? So if you're paroled and your parole is 10 years or something like that, then there's a little bit of light at the end of the tunnel for you.
I think that... I think people would be comfortable if there was a set period of time that people...
Something could be negotiated there that makes far more sense than what is actually happening.
Yeah, at this point, companies are just too scared to take a risk.
Yeah, I don't like the fact that people can, you know, serve their time, as it were, and then not be able to defend themselves.
Exactly. I don't like it either. I think people who serve their time should definitely get their rights back.
Well, at the very least... people that serve their time should be able to get a job.
Yeah.
You know? Right. I mean, what do you expect them to do besides commit crimes if they can't get a job? Greg in Michigan. Greg, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes. Yeah. I'm calling Second Amendment and I'm pro-lifer too. The Second Amendment, you know, what if there's a guy, armed robbery, shoots a guy, whatever, just sends, you know, and then he's allowed to get a gun back. Or, and I hate to say this, what if someone gets raped, impregnated, they have to go get an abortion, they don't want to carry the child. So there's a, like a line between, you know, I mean, where, you know, where do you draw the line?
Where am I drawing the line on what? I'm anti-rape and anti-armed robbery, so.
Yeah, well, me too. So the guy serves his sentence for armed robbery.
Uh-huh.
Gets out.
Yep.
Does he get rights to get a gun back?
Well, I think that in a country where it says the right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed, that probably he should.
Yeah.
However, I will say that I think that, like I just said previously, I think that it's probably practical to just have a cooling down period. I like the number 5 years. If you don't get in any trouble for 5 years after you're off of all, you know, supervision, then I think you should be able to get all of your rights restored.
You're undefended for 5 years.
Thanks for the call, Greg.
That would be like an amendment to the Constitution.
No, it wouldn't. Thanks for the call. Free Talk Live.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can call in and talk about what you want to talk about. Somehow it often descends to this on Free Talk Live. When we talk about the Second Amendment, it comes down to convicts owning guns. Because you don't actually believe in the Second Amendment unless you believe in people you don't want to own guns,
right.
Owning guns.
It's kind of like freedom of speech, right? You don't actually believe in freedom of speech unless you are willing to allow those points of view that you oppose to have their peace.
I think we need to point that out as people listen to us and think, oh my goodness, I have to allow someone I absolutely hate to have the freedom of speech. Yes, you do. Because eventually, if you do not guard that person's freedom of speech that you absolutely hate, eventually, it will come to haunt you in the end.
So when it comes to the Second Amendment and people possessing guns that you don't like, and we'll call these people felons in this circumstance,
sure.
It seems like a bad idea to hand out AK-47s at the prison door as people walk out. But, you know, my opinion on this subject is simultaneously completely reasonable and completely unfathomable all at the same time. So my point is that felons commit crimes with guns all of the time in America, and it's always illegal. Your law hasn't done anything to prevent those felons from committing crimes with those guns.
Precisely.
Just because someone writes words on paper does not mean it's going to change anything.
In most states, a felon can have a knife. In all states. New Hampshire has a sort of a deadly weapon rule, so you can have a knife, but you can't use it in a deadly fashion. If you do use it in a deadly fashion, then it's against the law, but it wasn't against the law when you didn't use it in a deadly fashion. So, I mean, it's like it's Schrodinger's knife. It's both deadly and not deadly all at the same time. But whatever, I'm not here to parse out New Hampshire's stupid rules steak knives. But, you know, a felon can have a knife. Felons use knives to commit crimes all the time in America. So you have A on one side, felons commit crimes with guns, and it was illegal for them to have the gun. Felons commit crimes with knives, and it was legal for them to have the knives. The law is pointless. pointless. It doesn't do anything. Laws should have victims. Laws should be about crimes with victims.
Right. No victim, no crime.
And if a felon is carrying a gun around in his pocket and doesn't use it to rob a liquor store or hold somebody up or do whatever, it shouldn't be anybody's business. And that's that.
Yeah. Justice, the concept of it, was just about making people whole again after something, after they were wronged, right? And that's personal property or personal harm, right? If a human being or their property wasn't hurt, then there was no victim.
And to answer the last caller's question, it isn't constitutional. It doesn't. So the felons weren't disallowed from owning guns until the 20th century. So this country has existed as a longer period of time without felons being barred from having guns. But felons didn't walk away from prison too often either.
Well, and
at one point, people literally were locked up, their guns were taken from them, and then when they were released, their guns were given back.
Right. Well, and you've mentioned a couple of times tonight the idea that when a felon is released from prison, you shouldn't hand them an AK-47.
Yeah.
And that seems to make sense.
I'm saying that the public wouldn't like it.
Right. I will say that if the government really was concerned about you protecting yourself and about you having the least harm possible be done to you as an individual, your family, your property, that they would, in fact, do the opposite of what they do. Instead of passing laws, banning certain styles of guns and all that kind of a thing, they would just turn around and go ahead and issue everybody in the United States a gun. If they really cared, but they don't.
Things might be more polite that way. Let's go to Bradley calling in from Michigan. I just want to clarify my point, the Constitution says the right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. It also says that, that your rights can be taken. The 13th Amendment discusses how one's rights can be taken away from him, and that is obviously a possibility, but there doesn't need to be a change in the Constitution because it was just laws that made it so that felons couldn't possess guns anyway.
Literally, there's nothing preventing a felon from owning a gun.
Well, yeah, in reality, laws. Laws are just the ramblings of liars and thieves scribbled down on paper by their lackeys.
If I were tossed into prison for some felony and I got out, I could find a way to purchase a gun.
Yeah, I'm sure you could. You could do it that's the truth of it. Let's go to Bradley calling in Michigan. Bradley, sorry about that. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hi. You guys were talking about felons, and I just got out of prison.
Okay, well, congratulations. What's your thoughts on that?
So I've actually been out of the movement for a few years now, but I was involved in the Liberty Movement for a while, and I was involved in prison, too. I don't know if you remember, but I tried to... running Prisoners for Liberty.
Oh, I do remember Prisoners for Liberty, yep. Congratulations on getting out. I bet you're pretty happy about that.
Yeah, but, I mean, it is really nice, but the world isn't as good as it was a few years ago, it seems like.
Well, don't pay attention to the news.
Well, it's not just that, but with the shutdown, it's crazy out here. People seem a little different, too.
Yeah, different states are different right now. I mean, it's just that way.
Ironically, getting out of prison and getting into the state of society is almost like being put in minimum security prison.
Yeah, very locked down. They're like house arrest.
Well, I'm actually kind of on house arrest because I got one of those tethers.
What's a tether?
It sucks.
The ankle bracelet or something?
Ankle, yeah. Yeah, GPS tether.
Okay.
So, like, I'm not really allowed to go to people's houses. And I can't use the internet at the moment. So, like, how am I supposed to meet people? How am I supposed to hang out with people? So I'm pretty much just locked down.
Well, I would use the time to be contemplative and remember that things get better, because they do. I'm living proof that you can do 8 years in prison and then have a pretty darn good career and a pretty darn good life. The single best thing you can do is not hang out with the bad folks, the people that might be a bad influence, and try to keep a smile on your face is the best thing you can do.
Yeah, well, I actually just got accepted into a college to get my bachelor's degree.
Excellent.
So I'm just going to focus on that, and I want to try to make some money, but. I don't know. What are some good cryptocurrencies to invest in right now, do you think?
Well, I'll tell you, the good cryptocurrency is the one that went up, but, Free Talk Live, we have been talking about Divi and Intercoin, and of course Bitcoin.com here for some time.
Bitcoin Cash is one of our favorites to use around here.
Yeah, we certainly use Bitcoin Cash and Dash here in Keene, New Hampshire, but if you're looking to see growth, I don't know. I mean, I kind of like Divi for that. I'm holding for that reason, but you win some, you lose some when it comes to cryptocurrencies. There's no way to really know. Captain, you got a pretty interesting article there that I want you to tease for the next hour.
Yeah, apparently a number of medical professionals have gotten together and authored an open letter that has made an impact on public health authorities, not only in Belgium, but around the world. So far, it's been signed by 435 medical doctors, 1,439 medically trained health professionals, and 9,901 citizens.
So how many medical professionals is that total?
Oh, you want me to do math?
Well, just give me a round number.
Just shy of 2,000.
Okay.
And what it says is there are no medical justifications for the emergency measures, referring specifically to the COVID lockdown, the masking, all that kind of stuff. This open letter from hundreds of doctors.
Say that again? What?
There is no medical justification for the emergency measures.
Okay.
So
that's sure not what you're hearing on TV.
Right?
I'm sure. So here's the thing about people wearing masks. I have no problem if people want to wear masks.
Yeah, wear it. Get closer to the mic, Riley.
I have no problem if people want to wear masks because it's their body. They can put what they want on it. And at the same time, if you are afraid of getting sick, there are things you can do to help yourself rather than have someone else help yourself feel comfortable. The best thing you can do for yourself is eat healthy, make sure you've got a strong immune system, sleep well, do the best you can to keep your body healthy.
A lot of the people who are dying from this, the median age at one point was 80, which means that half of the people were above 80.
Yeah.
It's hard to keep yourself healthy. I don't care what you eat if you're above 80.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just the COVID appears to be cleaning out the Deadpool for the future.
Well, and you make good points, Riley. The whole thing that we talked about with regards to, freedom of people to have weapons or freedom of people to, opinions that you disagree with to be able to broadcast, right? You have to be tolerant of these things. If people want to wear a mask, far out, solid, and right on, wear a mask, but they must be tolerant of people who choose not to.
Well,
right?
I think that you should be able to do what you want at your business. If you want everybody to come to your business, wear a mask, that's your business.
But there's no way you should advocate a agency of force, i.e. the government, to force everybody to wear a mask.
Yeah, they're just a bunch of... They're just the most successful gang in a given geographic area anyway. Free Talk Live.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now's your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that's as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more, and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.